This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A Montana county has agreed to open a satellite voting office on the Blackfeet Nation in a settlement of a lawsuit by the tribe. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Jacqueline D. Leone is a staff attorney for the Colorado-based Native American Rights Fund, which helped the Blackfeet Nation file a case in federal court last week after the tribe requested that Ponderay County open a satellite voting office on the reservation. The tribe argued failure to do so would violate federal and state law. D. Leone says the county has now agreed to open a satellite office in Hart Butte on October 19th, settling the case.
We were worried and have been worried that the move to vote by mail was going to disenfranchise Native Americans because we know that it's difficult to vote by mail in Indian country. We know that lots of people don't get residential mail delivery.
Ponderay County election officials declined to comment on the case. De Leon says the Native American Rights Fund also helped the Fort Peck and Northern Cheyenne tribes negotiate with Roosevelt, Bighorn, and Rosebud counties. She says that all three counties were offering in-person voter services off reservation. According to De Leon, all three counties have now agreed to open satellite offices on the reservations. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
A First Nations leader in Atlantic Canada is calling on the Prime Minister to help settle a lobster dispute. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, confrontations in the Nova Scotia lobster fishery have become increasingly more violent.
Now Indigenous leaders are asking for more protection from police against targeted attacks by non-Indigenous lobster fishers. Police say there were about 200 people present during two violent clashes near lobster pounds. One van was set on fire. The dispute began after Indigenous lobster fishers say they exercised their treaty rights to fish outside the federally regulated fishing season. The chief of the Sepiknakatak First Nation, Mike Sack, says they have a right to fish for a moderate livelihood where and when they want, and that's based on a Supreme Court ruling from 20 years ago. Sack says during the confrontation, police were on site but did nothing to intervene.
I've also sent a letter off to the Prime Minister and hoping that from there, we're not sure where to go with it. I have a number of community members throughout Nova Scotia, Atlantic Canada, that are willing to come in and protect our people. We're not looking to add any fuel to the fire, so we're hoping that the RCMP can just help come in, charge whoever's in the wrongdoing.
The chief says his council has also decided to take legal action against those who are interfering with his band's lobster fishery. In Ottawa, Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller called the violence unacceptable. He says it's important to get both sides to the table to talk about exactly what is a moderate livelihood for the Mi'kmaq. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The Lummi Indian Business Council said this week that the Lummi Nation is withdrawing from a COVID-19 vaccine trial conducted by AstraZeneca. Leaders said there were ongoing communication challenges with officials at the pharmaceutical company, which had put its trial on hold following adverse reactions among some volunteers. The Lummi and the Navajo Nation faced some backlash from tribal members for participating in the trial, according to Indian Country Today. That's because of a fraught history of medical procedures and outside research conducted on Indigenous people. Lummi Nation Medical Director Dr. Dakota Lane said Native Americans face greater risk from COVID-19, but are rarely included in testing of vaccines and medications, which is a disadvantage to determining whether they're effective in Native populations. Lummi Business Council Chairman Lawrence Solomon said they would explore whether future trials are safe and appropriate for tribal members. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.